Another episode of Say As Such. I got my dog with me. Got my with me, man. We on the couch with it. I'm excited about this episode, though, man. God, just doing some praying with God.
Yeah.
Told me to get you on, you know what I mean, for us to set this up and do this, man. So I'm excited. Today we talking about the chosen, what it's like being chosen, what we go through being chosen. So we're going... Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm excited about this, man. I know you've been anticipating. You told me how excited you were about this, man.
Yeah, I am actually excited because, we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it. So being chosen, man. How does that feel to you?
It feels. It's different. It's different.
Well, what do I mean by being chosen? Like somebody that's new to their faith being chosen. What does that mean?
Well, I'm a definitions girl. So, by definition, to be chosen is an adjective. Adjective is a description. So, to be chosen means to be selected or to have been selected as the best or to have been selected as the best or what is it? I'm just gonna get the definition for y'all. Because there's a point.
And the Bible scripture is, many are called, but few are chosen.
We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so to be chosen, it's an adjective, right? And it means to have been selected as the best or most appropriate. That was what it means to be chosen.
Right.
But the past participle of the word chosen is the verb to choose. And that means to pick out or select someone or something as being the best or most appropriate of two more or more alternatives. So for me, to be chosen is past tense. That's just by definition. It's an adjective. That means that I am chosen.
Yeah, it's already happened.
That's who I am. When you describe somebody, you're describing who they are. I'm chosen, right? And the present tense of that is to choose. And when you choose somebody, that means that it's a present thing. And it's funny because I was like going over this in a car and I'm like, hold up. I had a revelation like, dang, God is so good, man. He says, I chose you in the past before your mother had you, before you were born. I knew how many hairs you had on your head. I knew what you were going to be. I knew who you were going to be. And I chose you because you're the best and most appropriate for the job.
Right.
Fast forward 23 years later, I say, God, I choose you. And I'm like, to be chosen, you have to also choose God in the present.
Right.
It's a present thing. It's that the word to choose is a verb. So you have to actively do it to put action behind what you're saying.
Right.
And so I feel like you can't have one without the other. Just like in a relationship, if I choose you, you got to choose me. And I feel like it's the same. But to be chosen as a Christian, it just shows me that God thinks that I'm the best and most appropriate to be his follower. And I think, you know, that's something that I never really thought about, but it just goes to speak to who he says I am and who he thinks I am and how he thinks of me.
Wow. That's amazing how you wrapped all that up. What one thing that stuck with me is when you said, most appropriate for the job. And I think a lot of times in our walk, when we first start out, like we feel unworthy. We feel like you could have went with anybody else. So we ask questions like, why me? Why am I here? Like I've done wrong. I've done dirt. There's no way like I even feel in a position to even be here. And you know what I mean? And God, those are the people that God loves to be in that position of, you know, like, it's not because of me why I'm here. A lot of times people give credit to themselves in today's world, in sports and academics, entertainment. Like, it's a lot of credit being taken upon themselves. They don't even realize, though, like, it's by the grace of God while they're still breathing, how they were able to get to that place of having a platform because, you know what I mean, where they grew up at, a lot of people didn't make it, but they did. That's not based upon their strength, but that's based upon God and God only. You know what I'm saying? So I think when we go back to that about most appropriate and who and why God chose us, it's very, it's like a surreal feeling, but you got to take it personal. And after a while, be personal with it. Like, and such confidence, like, man, like, it's not because of me why I'm here.
Yeah. It's crazy because I just, like, got so many, these past couple of days, I feel like I've been getting, like, accolade after accolade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with work, school, and I'm just like, this isn't me. Like, even mm-hmm. with me having the platform that I was blessed to have, like, that's not me.
Right.
I've been posting since 2019. I've been posting since 2019.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I've been on that content wave and doing that since 2019. I started when my brother started.
I didn't know that.
And I think he started a little bit before that anyway. But it wasn't until God said it's time that it popped. And the same thing for school, the same thing for work. Like, I was doing the same thing. I was into the same stuff when it came to work. And it wasn't until God said it's your time. Mm-hmm. To go. And so, like, when I receive accolades, I'm like, it's almost it's like shocking to me, because I'm like, I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
This is not, because this is not the work of me.
Yeah.
This is not me. And one of my friends told me, like, I was I think I was singing in a car or something, and he was like, God is going to give you favor in every area. Whatever you decide to pursue, he's going to give you favor. And it's crazy because I've went on so many ventures. Like, just, I did this, I did that, I was into that, I did it. Like, and everything I did, I had some sort of success. And that just goes to speak to God's favor and him choosing me and giving me favor and whatever. And it reminds me of how he said that if you're faithful over the little things, he'll make you ruler over many things.
Right.
And so that's something I also am still learning too. Like, even with money, like, I'm like, Lord, I can't wait to get this amount of money. I can't wait to be in this position. But he's like, if you don't manage what I gave you right now and what you have now, then I can't make you ruler over this much because you're a squanderer. So I have to build you up and shape you to become that great ruler and to have discernment and to have the discipline to be able to manage what I give you moving forward. So I think, you know, when God chooses you, he equips you. He knows that you're equipped with everything you need. You just have to know that.
Yeah. And it's crazy because that thing about favor isn't fair, but it's real.
It feel good too.
Yeah, it did. It ain't fair, sure, but it's real. Good. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really one of them ones, that's what I say. Yeah. When you really, like, a lot of people, that's like a saying, one of them ones. But we all know what one of them ones really look like and how that goes and the process and being one of them ones, man. And it's crazy because after I preached my sermon, you know what I mean?
Get up.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I felt like that thing in which God told me to preach was like a lot of the process of what I've been through recently all was in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And I sent you, like, I was like, oh shoot, like, this, it blew up, like, on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that was like confirmation for me to, like, walk into what he's telling me to go. You know what I'm saying? Cause it was times where I could have posted, like, different content or stuff about speaking about God, but I was too scared. I was too shy. But he was like, nah, like, I need you to be bold about this.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, where I'm taking you, like, that's where you got to be at. So, yeah, man, it's a blessing.
Do you want to learn more about the Bible and how it reveals God's plan for humanity? Do you want to discover the connections between the Old and New Testaments? If so, you should listen to Reasoning Through the Bible, a channel that explores the scriptures verse by verse with clarity and insight. Join us every week as we dive into the historical context, theological implications, and answers to questions about each passage to see how they apply to our lives today. Don't miss this opportunity to grow in your faith and understanding of God's Word. Subscribe to Reasoning Through the Bible and start your journey of biblical discovery.
We were talking about how many are called, but few are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone is called. I think everyone has a call in their life.
Right.
And I think that in 1 Timothy 2 and I think verse 3 through 4, it says that God would want us all to be saved and want us all to come into the knowledge of truth, but it's not realistic. Mm. Like, he wants us to all believe in him, and he wants us to all have faith and know the truth about, you know, Jesus and him dying on the cross for our sins and saving us. Mm. But so many people just won't believe. And that just go to show you that God wants it for everybody. Everyone's called to the job.
Yeah.
But only a few get chosen because of their faith and because of how they love and how they're obedient and doing the things that God has called them to do.
Mm.
And one of the things about Jesus is that when he calls you, well, one of the things that I noticed just in his word, even in the show The Chosen, it really paints a clear picture of...
I love The Chosen.
I love it too. It paints a clear picture of the Bible and who Jesus was.
Right.
And one of the things that I really noticed was that Jesus wasn't... He wasn't a king in the sense that we know kings to be. Like, ugh, you too dirty. Like, I'm a high king and you're a peasant. Like,
right.
Jesus wasn't like that. And the one thing... The few things that he required of his chosen people and the few things that he required of his followers was, for one, them to have faith. Two, for them to love. And three, for them to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And their faith alone, most of the time, it was between their faith, their love, and their obedience is what caused them to be chosen by God. And God healed them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, you know, they might not have been blind or had, like, physical diseases or physical things wrong with them, but they had things going on with their character development. They had things going on with their mouths and how they treated people. Like, they had other things going on that they needed to be saved from.
Mm.
And after God healed them, he said, follow me.
Mm.
That was his words. He said, I choose you, follow me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all I have to do is have faith, love, and be obedient.
Mm.
God knows that some things are just too big for us.
Yeah.
And so that's why he died on the cross, to save us from the things that he knew was already too big. Mm. And I find it humbling and sobering that Jesus is not like who we portray people in high places to be. He's so down to earth. Like, to be the Son of Man, the King, like, to be who he is, he had enough humility to touch people, to touch unclean women, to touch people that society deemed unclean.
Right.
To touch people that other people would know would not touch or not be a part of or not talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw them and said, come here, my daughter, my son.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. He hugged him.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever people bowed before Jesus, he told them to stand up.
Yeah.
He gave him a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks to who he is as a king,
mm-hmm.
and as the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he doesn't require too much out of us.
Right.
Like, it's simple.
Yeah, going back to The Chosen, I know The Chosen, like, brung the Bible to life for me. Me, personally, I'm a visual learner.
Same.
So, like, when I'm, like, of course, when I'm reading the Bible and I get different versions of it, it helps me, you know what I mean, like, break it down and process it better. Mm-hmm. But watching The Chosen, it, like, brings it to life, like I said. And, like, I'm able to, like, physically see how Jesus was able to operate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm able to see how, like, how you were saying, like, how transparent he was.
Mm-hmm.
And how, even though he could have been asking people to serve him, he was down here serving the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that just shows you, like, the type of person he was. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the perfect model for us to look like as Christians, is to look like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And even if you get into a position of having a high platform or a lot of followers or things like that, to always be humble. Always walk around with, you know what I mean, the love of Christ. Always show people love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even the people that they push away, like, bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Tighter and closer. And going back to what you said about, you said a lot about being chosen and people choosing God, I think you said. To me, it's like God doesn't purposely send anybody to hell. People choose to go.
Oh, for sure.
People choose to go by their disobedience. People choose to go by simply saying no.
I laid my bed in hell.
Simply saying no by not saying yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, like, I've had conversations with people, like, you know, like, bro, like, you know, sis, like, you know where this can lead to, like, you know what I mean? Like, just talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
they simply like, I don't want that. I don't want that. And it's crazy because I've even was dating women who I tried to bring into, you know what I mean, on this side. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, we got to get up out the club. We got to get up out the lounges. We don't need to go to the bars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hey, let's read the word real quick. I'm going to send you a Bible scripture. But, like, it was to the point where, like, they was pushing me away. You know what I mean? Like, rejecting me. But, like, it was crazy because it was crazy. This guy was kind of talking to me. He was like, you know what I mean? They're not really, like, rejecting you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? It's something bigger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what it is. Everything is so spiritual, man. It's crazy.
And, I mean, in a sense, they are rejecting you. Not in a way like, oh, the girl was rejecting you. The physical girl was rejecting physical Reek. No. Right. It's spirit against spirit. And God said, I mean, Jesus said, that persecuted are those who stand for righteousness. Like, if you're one of his followers and you're preaching his gospel just as Jesus was persecuted, so will you. Mm-hmm. People are not going to like you or the God you serve. Mm-hmm. And so it's expected. And when I have, I don't think I've ever really experienced persecution yet when it comes to God. And if I have, I probably haven't noticed because I've been a Christian all my life and I've been talking to people about God since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So, it didn't really matter. Like, people used to tease me, she a church girl, or she this, or she that. And I'm like, well, at least I'm going to heaven.
Right.
At least I know where I'm going.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, that's what happens when you choose God and God chooses you. Mm. You'll be like him in that way.
Yeah. It's crazy, man, to think about, you know what I mean, just everything, man. And I'm definitely, like, grateful to be in this position.
For sure.
It was times and moments where I actually be like, why am I in this church, mama? Why am I, mom, why am I going to Bible study? But, like, it's literally, like, train a child up. Like, that verse just hit me. In a way they should go, you know what I mean?
They won't depart.
And they won't depart. So, like, once, like, Robert, when you're a kid, you're going through the motions, you don't realize it until you get older and life hits.
Yeah.
And you start going through things. You start having to pay them bills. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have a heartbreak situation, you know what I mean? And it'd be times where it'd be like, man, I gotta go to God.
Right.
Like, it gets to that point.
What's crazy is now, like, when I used to. When they be in church, like, when I think of the goodness of God, I'd be ready to lose my mind because, and I finally get it now when my mom and everybody in the church used to go crazy when they would hear certain stuff. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one thought and people just start falling out, crying and praising God. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, when I really sit here and think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I'm literally about to scream hallelujah.
Right.
Because he saved me so many times. Mm-hmm. Like, not only did he save me, he hugged me. He it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'd be like, man, God is good. It could be a parking space in front of my house, and I'm like, God is good. I done parked illegally, no ticket. God is good. Because one thing he going to do is save the girl. One thing he going to do.
God is good, man.
God is good all the time.
Man, so if you chosen, if you one of them ones, oh, and all the time, God is good. I picked that one. But nah, man, if you one of the ones, you know what I'm saying?
You one of the ones?
Man, it's an honor. It's
definitely an honor.
You are sitting in a heavenly place, man, where people really want to be. Yeah. But they, like, that's all it is. People are out here in these streets, they're here doing this, that, and the third, not even realizing that they're looking for Jesus.
Yeah.
The love that they're looking for, the comfort, the joy, the peace that they're trying to find in other people and other things. They don't realize they're looking for Jesus. And when you have him and you're in that position with him, man, don't never take it for granted. But really, like, just be in awe of that moment every time. Anytime, just be in awe of it, man.
And you know, the world would be such a better place if everyone loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason that we kill and the reason that we do the things that we do and the reason that our world is the way it is because there's no love in it.
Mm.
God literally said, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Mm. Love, do unto others as you want done unto you. He literally, his charge to people was to love. Mm-hmm. That's one of the only things that we really have. Well, we got to do other things, but that's one of the most important things that we could do on this earth is love each other. Because it's like I would never shoot my brother because I love him.
Right.
I would never steal from my mother because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do things that misrepresent love, there should be some conviction there. We've gotten so far away from the truth and what love is that we can't even see it. And I really do think the world would be a better place if we all just started with love.
Absolutely. That's why we all have to play our part, though, as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we are human beings, right, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be times where if you drive and somebody cuts you off, you might get angry. Yeah. You might beep the horn. You know what I mean? You might get angry. You know what I mean? That's just us just being humans, realizing we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's where Jesus comes in. Like, we're not perfect, right?
Right.
But just knowing, like, hey, man, I can continue to grow. Like, never be complacent. I say it all the time. Never be complacent. Never realize. Don't feel like you've made it with God. It's always room for growth. It's always room to go deeper.
Always something he got to save you from.
Mm.
Always. Mm-hmm. If you were perfect and if you were so righteous and holy and you never needed saving, he wouldn't have had to die.
Mm-mm.
So keep that in mind when you're thinking, oh, I'd have reached this point. There's always a new point to reach and there's always a higher to go.
Mm.
And that's something that even I had to remember. Like, yeah, I made it here, but there's another ceiling.
Mm.
There's another ceiling.
We thank God for elevation when it comes.
And thank God for grace.
Mm. In the process, definitely the grace.
Definitely the grace.
Definitely the
grace.
Because
sometimes when you be cussing somebody out, when you like, you know what, Lord, I'm going to sit down. And God is like, I almost had you.
Mm-hmm.
I really think of God with a sense of humor. Like, whenever I talk to God, I talk to him like me. Like, how I'm talking to y'all is how I talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he likes that.
Absolutely. I used to pray.
Take this out too serious.
Yeah. I used to pray prayers where, like, I would expect God for me to say it. But then I realized, like, literally talk how you feel.
Yeah.
Like, be that transparent with it.
Yeah.
Like, exactly how you feel. Like, if happy, sad, mad, like, express how you feel. That's the best way the relationship can grow. Like, if I'm me and you having a conversation, but I'm not being openly honest, like, I can't expect you to give me the answer that I'm looking for. I can't expect you to give me the answer that I'm looking for, man. So just be honest.
For real. I be like, God, I'm so irritated. Da, 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 da. And he's just like, And then immediately I start feeling myself go from here to here. And I'm like, and I just don't understand. Like, and then I start to understand as I'm saying I don't understand. Because he's like, And he's downloading. Like, he's talking to me as I'm talking to myself. He says, because I hid the word in your heart. You know the word. You know what you're supposed to do. You know how to fix the situation because I put it there.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to tap into it. But keep talking to me. He's the best therapist, honestly.
Yeah.
The best. I mean, you should still get a physical therapist, but he's a great therapist. Shameless plug.
Nah, man. This has been another great episode of Saved and Such, man. We will continue to, you know what I mean, go deeper, have these conversations. You know what I mean? If you guys have any questions or anything that you guys want us to talk about or express, please reach out to us in our DMs. I mean, and we're going to answer any questions or talk about any topics that you guys want, man. Let's continue to grow together. We're all in this together. Everybody's in this together. We're all playing our part. Oh, Lord. We all playing our part in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep going, man. You can follow us on all streaming platforms at SAVEDNSUCH. We appreciate all the love. The subscribers, the comments, everything, man. We appreciate y'all, man. We're going to keep going. Love, peace, chicken grease.
You know the rest.